There's something I've been meaning to tell you. Star People starts on Monday with Edith. Now, we're doing, this time next week, a show from a school. Right. Scott School Disco. We don't know which school yet, but like I said, if it's you that's applied, it might be you. Over 5,000 schools applied. We're going to turn up and surprise a school next Friday.
And you'll do a full-on school disco?
Yes, I will. Now, we've had an idea for this, right?
Yes.
How would you feel, me and Laura have kind of decided this without you, if we did a track from High School Musical?
When you say if we did a track from High School Musical, are you implying singing it?
Yes. Now, I'm going to be Troy.
I'm fine if you and Laura do a song from High School Musical.
No, I'm Troy, right?
Right.
Laura's going to be Gabriella.
Yeah.
And you are Ryan.
Am I right?
Right.
He's like the geeky one, isn't he?
That's right. We're soaring. This is me now. Flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach. Laura. If we're trying, so we're breaking free. We're going to do this at the school next Friday. You know the world can see us. I can't wait. In a way it's
different than who we. I'm thinking every pupil that's applied is hoping they're Monday to Thursday.
We're going to get the school, I think, to do the dance routine as well.
Okay.
To Breaking Free. And we'll film it and put it online. It'll be amazing. We're breaking free. Let's go. There's not a star in heaven. I can't wait for this. Is it just me?
It's just you.
Now, Chris Martin was in for Zane Lowe. Last of the Zane Lowe stand-ins last night, and what a way to finish. Sounding absolutely superb last night. Sounded like he was just having a real laugh. Simon Pegg was with him, and also he brought a keyboard in and just had a bit of a muckabam, really. Played some really good tunes. You can listen again to Chris Martin at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Very good show last night. Now, I don't know whether you heard this, but he popped in to see us just before he did Zane's show, and you'd left by this point.
Yeah, that makes it sound like I'm part-time, but I had a very urgent last-minute call.
Yeah.
So, yes, I missed the last 3 minutes.
Because you had to do Channel 5.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone says they couldn't look at you seriously, knowing that you'd pooed yourself on the tube. That's
brilliant.
Danny in West Yorkshire.
Thanks very much for that.
Anyway.
I can't lose that. Anyhow.
There was an exclusive. This is what Chris Martin told us last night. We were talking earlier about drinking breast milk.
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly fine.
It is.
Chappers thinks it's disgusting.
Nesquik, it can be nice.
Is it okay?
It's fine.
Would you do that?
Whose breast milk were you talking about?
It's just a girl that phoned in, and I think her husband has drunk some of her breast milk by mistake because she left it in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Is it okay?
That's fine.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
There we are.
Oh.
It's fine, and he has done it. Now, I'm surprised that wasn't front page of The Sun this morning. I really am. But there we are. That's the exclusive. Chris Martin drinks Gwyneth's milk. Well, I hope it's Gwyneth, anyway. Let's not go there, really.
Let's leave, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, waiting for us, when we arrived at Radio 1 today, on reception, a bottle of actual breast milk. Not from Gwyneth.
That's wrong.
But from...
I don't think Gwyneth would still be... lactating, I think, is the correct word. I don't think we should discuss that, really. Anyhow.
Why did you bring it up?
Well, just to make it clear, I don't think she would still be.
Okay. You should be really careful with this, don't you?
Maybe that's the follow-up story in The Sun tomorrow.
Sarah, a lady, has donated some of her breast milk for us and left it on Radio 1 reception last night, so we can play our brand-new game. Coming up, it's Mum Milk or Moo Milk. There's a problem.
What?
I went to a swanky dinner last night, right?
Yeah.
And I think I've started a feud. Well, I'm in the middle of a feud anyway. I don't know, and I don't know why.
What have you done?
Right. Can you think of any reason whatsoever, think about it, as to why the drummer from the Magic Numbers wants to hit me?
No. No, not off the top. No. No, not off the top of my head. No.
If you were going to start a feud, you wouldn't start it with the Magic Numbers, would you?
No. Well, somebody has in the past. I can't remember who it was. Anyhow, but I wouldn't have thought you'd.
I was hoping more for, you know, like a Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, you'd want to pick somebody with a bit of, well, I was going to say cred, but you know, in a kind of fighting way.
Right, yeah.
So
it's better than Moyles' feud, though, isn't it? With the bloke from the Towers of London.
Yes, yeah.
These people have heard of the Magic Numbers, you know.
Yeah,
I have no idea why he wants to hit me, but the word got back to me last night.
He must have done something.
Someone just came up to me at my table and went, "What's happened with you and the drummer from Magic Numbers?" I was like, "Nothing, I don't think." He must have punched you.
I want to talk to you.
And he hadn't done anything?
Nothing. I don't even... I never spoke to him.
The drummer from the Magic Numbers isn't a girl.
No.